North Reading coach Joe Casey is with us following their tournament opener last night, 69-54 over Greater Lawrence. Coach Casey, welcome. Congrats on a really strong second half of the season for you guys, and obviously congrats on winning the tournament opener for you.
Yeah, thanks, bud. Appreciate you having me on. Yeah, we've had a really great last 3 or 4 weeks after starting 4-7. Kids have kind of pulled it together. Last night, a terrific win over a pretty good team. So we're excited to go up to Amesbury on Thursday.
All right. So, yeah. So tell me about Amesbury, because obviously it's a league opponent, if you will. So you played them once or twice earlier this year?
Yeah, we actually played them our first game of the season on December 18th. We beat them up there 64-54. It was a terrific basketball game. It was closer than that final score. And it was nip and tuck right until the end. They're a very good team. Tommy Cuomo, the coach, had those kids playing great. They're 16-4. They're the 2 seed in the North. They've earned that. They knocked off Newburyport earlier on in the season, who I consider to be the best team in our league. So they present us with a lot of challenges.
Of course, in that Division III North, you've got Newburyport, as you mentioned, from the Cape Ann League, yourselves, Amesbury, and Hamilton Wenham in that division.
Sure, yeah, and, I feel like the Cape Ann League, and I think the Cape Ann League coaches would all agree with me, the Cape Ann League has been very strong this year. We've got a number of teams that have got a legit shot to make some noise in the postseason. We've gone out of league during the season, won some big games. So I think our league schedule has helped us, obviously prepare to get into the tournament.
You know, it's interesting. I'm just looking at the bracket notes here from the MIAA, and here you have Amesbury as the number 2 seed. Got it with a 16-4 record. Then you go down, and there's North Reading, the number 10 seed, with a 12-8 record, which is not a lot different. You know what I'm saying?
There's been a lot of parity. There was a real lot of 13-7, 12-18, really from that 6 through 10 seed, but actually 5 through 10 seed are 13-7 or 12-8. And again, I think that makes for a very competitive tournament. I really think the team to beat in Division III North is still St. Mary's of Lynn. They are the real deal. Very complete team. Everyone's got their eyes on them as being sort of the leader in the clubhouse at the moment.
No, I got you. Let me ask you this. I want to ask you about your team and have you tell me more about them. But tell me about the matchups in the Amesbury North Reading game that will be coming up on the 27th here, 2 nights away. But how does that play out? Size, speed, those kinds of things?
Excellent backcourt. They have been shooting the ball very, very well. Their strength is in the perimeter. They have been scoring a lot of points. Like I said earlier, they are very tough at home. Right, they've got a smaller gym. It's going to be banged out. We've got our hands full going up here on Thursday. But size wise, we match up with them fairly well. We're not very big. Neither they. They've got one kid in the middle that's got some size. But other than that, like I said, they really like to shoot the ball and get the game going.
All right, Joe, in our final few moments here, well, we got plenty of time. But maybe tell me about North Reading. Who are the key people on North Reading boys basketball this year?
I've been here 19 years, and this has really been one of the most enjoyable teams that I've gotten a chance to coach here. Terrific group of kids. We've got great senior leadership. We've got 8 seniors on the team who have really done a good job of changing our culture. We haven't made the tournament the last 2 years, so we really made an effort in the offseason to really reboot things, and these kids did a great job for us. Got a lot of underclassmen too that are really contributing. We had 2 kids make the Cape Ann League All-Star team, junior captain Will Taylor and sophomore Cody Cantalonga. Both kids are averaging double figures. Cantalonga is averaging about 17 a game as a sophomore. Taylor's averaging about 14 or 15 a game. These two are our main go-to guys, but other guys that we depend on. Senior co-captain Jack Keller has had a great second half of the year. Keller is one of those throwback kids, plays football, basketball, and baseball, was all league in football, has really done a great job for us. Sort of a surprise for us this year was Ryan Kavanaugh. didn't get a lot of time as a junior. Wasn't sure where he fit in this year. He has had a terrific season for us. He really is our unsung hero, giving us a spark. He's in our starting lineup now. We're averaging about 7 points a game. Had a terrific second half yesterday against Greater Warren. So we've got some balance. We've got a nice combination of senior leadership, and we've got a lot of underclassmen who are really starting to play well.
Joe, did you say this was your 18th year or 19th year at North Reading?
18th, yes, hard to believe.
19?
Yes.
How does a guy who is in his late 20s coach for that long? How does that happen?
Yeah, hard to believe, isn't it? I haven't aged one bit. But it's been a great run over here. You know, this is where I went to high school. You know, this is a big part of my existence, you know, coaching here. It's fun to come back and give back to the town that I grew up in. So it's been great.
Yeah, absolutely. And Joe, who coaches with you at North Reading this year?
In my unbiased opinion, I've got the best coaching staff in the KPN League. Starts with my head assistant, Mark Vignano. He's been with me for 17 years. I really consider him to be a co-coach. He does a ton with our program. He's a terrific X's and O guy. I lean on him. He's also the head soccer coach and head tennis coach at North Reading. Like I said, he's been with me for 17 years. Got two other guys. Eddie Blum, who is the head football coach here, is one of our assistants. He's been invaluable. He's been with me for 2 years. And Mark Buchanevitz is a former captain of mine who played for us 12 years ago, who has come back to help us out a little bit. And Chris Sullivan has been my freshman coach for 14 years. So really feel like we've got a nice balance of some tenured guys and some younger guys that have really given us a nice mix.
Yeah. Joe, anything else you want to mention about North Reading basketball here in 2020?
No, I'm proud of our guys. We've turned it around. We haven't made the tournament in 2 years. And it's nice to be back into the flow. Last night was terrific, and we really can't wait to go to Amesbury on Thursday.
You got it. Joe, great talking with you. Congrats on what you and the team have been able to accomplish this year, and we'll be following the action on Thursday night.
Well, really appreciate you having me on, and really appreciate all you guys do for North Shore Sports.
Great. Joe Casey, boys basketball coach at North Reading High School.